Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the September issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
Hello, I'm Michael Boyles, the graphic designer in CERT. Faculty Spotlight, adapting a research conference during a pandemic. Dr. Karen Cousins, Office of Undergraduate Research. The Showcase of Osprey Advancements in Research and Scholarship, SOARS, is an annual interdisciplinary conference at the University of North Florida in which undergraduate and graduate students showcase their research or creative projects. Students typically present research projects in poster format and creative projects in various ways, including posters, multimedia, art, and 3D models. SOARS, a highlight of UNF Research Week, is organized and sponsored by the Office of Undergraduate Research with graduate projects sponsored by the Graduate School. Historically, SOARS has always been a face-to-face conference. Each year, at the end of spring semester, students gather to present their research and projects in person, get feedback from faculty, staff, and fellow students, and answer questions about their work. However, this year, the pandemic changed the direction of nearly everything. The UNF campus shut down on March 17th, just as Dr. Karen Cousins approached CERT about options to move the conference to an online format. Andy Rush and Michael Boyles of the creative team at CERT began brainstorming ways to present the conference online. Collaborating with Dr. Cousins and the staff in undergraduate research, we decided to create a faculty domains website for the posters to be uploaded. We used a Google submission form to populate a Google spreadsheet with all the necessary components. Then we manually built a web page in WordPress by copying and pasting the information. The Google spreadsheet became the database of information for all of the posters. While building the site, we came up with the idea to offer each student an option to record an audio presentation explaining more about their work and post this on the website along with the transcription of their recording for ADA compliance. The team at CERT thought it would be a good idea for students to get input from anyone visiting the conference and organized a comment section for people to compliment, ask questions, and allow the participant to respond to the dialogue. SOARS is a welcoming environment where students can refine their presentation skills through interaction with peers and faculty as they explain their projects, said Cousins. The valuable comments section added a component of interaction that at first felt missing in the online venue. Not only does the SOARS website allow students to present their projects to audiences on the day of the conference, but it also archives the projects so that potential graduate school, admission committees, and employers can carefully examine the students' research products, she says. The ability to offer long-distance and long-term viewing is a real bonus. CERT continues to work with Cousins to expand this project further for the SOARS 2021 conference. We are currently designing custom templates to help students upload their abstracts, posters, and audio recordings directly to the website more efficiently. If you are interested in learning more about how we created the online conference, please contact CERT at certlab@unf.edu or call area code 904-620-3927.
This is Deb Miller, Assistant Vice President for Digital Learning. And in this edition of CERT News, I want to talk a little bit about navigating the new and hopefully temporary normal. I hope this finds you all safe and healthy. The past 6 months have presented enormous challenges to faculty and students, and I'm proud to have been part of the UNF community as we've navigated this crisis. The university has committed to supporting faculty in a myriad of ways and to the principle of holding students harmless. As faculty, you've been committed and creative in maintaining high standards while meeting student needs in this new normal. If you don't already follow the regular Thursday teaching column in the Chronicle, I would recommend taking a look. The September 3rd piece, Tips for Helping Students Through Another Tough Semester, is a particularly good resource. As we start thinking ahead to spring, there's an opportunity that we haven't had to date to build a course schedule from the beginning that considers how to best deliver instruction given the COVID capacity in our classrooms and the new technologies that are available both in our physical classrooms and online. Work on the spring schedule has begun and includes updated definitions that better articulate current instructional modalities, which should be helpful to faculty in planning and to students in course selection. I thought it would be useful to highlight some of those here and to recap some of the available instructional support resources. You're all familiar with remote instruction. This spring, that will be used for classes delivered completely online with regularly required synchronous meetings via Zoom or similar tool. HyFlex is a variation of the hybrid classes that splits students into smaller cohorts to meet classroom physical distancing requirements. For example, in a class with 100 students, 33 students would attend in person on Monday, 33 on Wednesday, and 34 on Friday. And when not in a physical classroom, students would attend the balance of the weekly instruction remotely. And of course, we're familiar with distance learning, but this spring, because of space constraints, that's going to only be used for classes in which 100% of the course is offered online asynchronously with no required on-campus meetings. In the email and web version of this newsletter, I list a number of resources available, including the Academic Continuity website, the Teaching Online course, and HonorLock, a proctoring service. Teaching remote and in person simultaneously is complex. With this new HyFlex modality, I encourage you to see Laura Jackson's article in the newsletter for more information about it and to consider attending a best practices for HyFlex course workshops later this term.
Best practices online, hybrid, flexible course delivery. Laura Jackson, instructional designer. Hybrid or blended courses integrate learning experiences both in the face-to-face or traditional classroom and online. The HyFlex, hybrid flexible, course delivery model leverages this structure through synchronous and asynchronous mixed-mode delivery. In a HyFlex course, the instructor utilizes lecture capture technology in the classroom to provide face-to-face and online delivery simultaneously. At UNF, the term HyFlex is used to describe a course delivery method that is a variation of hybrid delivery in which all students are split into smaller cohort groups to meet classroom physical distancing requirements. In addition, UNF has used the term BlendFlex as a variation of the distance learning modality to describe a course delivery method in which students select their attendance modality on a class-to-class basis. When planning a HyFlex course, instructors should be intentional about providing activities that lead to equivalent learning outcomes across all participation modes: face-to-face, synchronous online, and optionally, asynchronous online. Instructors can start by looking at the course objectives, reviewing the content normally presented during the course, and identifying the typical assessments used. Then, instructors can consider what aspects of the course may need to be modified based on the additional participation modes. For example, if exams are typically given face-to-face, how will online students be accommodated? Will all students take the exams online? Will more frequent low-stakes quizzes be used in place of higher-stakes exams? Asking these questions during the planning phase can help the course run more smoothly. One of the key components of a HyFlex course is the learning management system, which instructors can utilize to communicate with students across participation modes. Instructors can also make use of Canvas to post materials and resources for students. It's highly recommended that all materials that will be used during the class session, PowerPoint decks, articles, handouts, be made available to students prior to the class session. This will allow students in all modalities the opportunity to download, print, or make any necessary accommodations to the documents so they are accessible during the class session. If any materials are created or added during the class, solutions, brainstorming, website links, they can also be made available to students in Canvas after the class session. CERT's online course templates are available to guide your efforts in constructing HyFlex courses. The Canvas course templates provide ready-made modules and pages to aid in the organization and delivery of the online portion of your class. Contact CERT, certlab@unf.edu, to request a template be added to your Canvas course. Schedule an appointment to consult with an instructional designer if you have any questions about using the templates for your HyFlex course. While all assignments or assessments will likely have the same due dates across participation modes, it may be helpful to consider each course assessment, attendance, participation, exams, group projects, assignments, etc., and determine what equivalency would look like. For example, will students attending class sessions face-to-face and synchronously online receive points for attendance or participation? How will students who watch the class session asynchronously receive credit? One option is to credit face-to-face and synchronous online students with points for attending the class live and give points to asynchronous online students who have watched the entire class session online. Another option is to have all students, regardless of participation mode, take a brief quiz in Canvas on the content covered during the session. These options both provide equivalency in what is being assessed, attendance or comprehension. Student engagement continues to be a challenge, particularly in the online environment. When utilizing mixed mode instructional techniques, it's important to remember to engage with all students, not just the ones in the physical classroom. This may include creating polls or surveys in Canvas or another instructional media tool that can be completed by students synchronously or asynchronously. For example, Kahoot or Poll Everywhere. The instructor can summarize the responses provided by the students synchronously and send an announcement later with the updated responses after the asynchronous students have completed the survey to build community across modalities. To ensure all students can fully participate in class sessions, be mindful of aspects of the course that may potentially be hindered by technology. When recording class sessions, minimize auditory and visual distractions. This may mean reminding face-to-face students to silence their cell phones or requesting that synchronous online students mute their microphones or turn their webcams off during certain portions of the class. The instructor may also need to read typed comments from online students or repeat verbal comments from face-to-face students so everyone has access to what was said.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Associate Director in CERT, and in this edition of Digital Thinking, I'll discuss tools for remote instruction. As we all know, many faculty members have shifted their classes to remote learning this semester due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The transition can be difficult, and I know many of you are creating course content as you go. So I wanted to share some resources available to make the experience of creating course content smoother. I break the resources down into three categories: hardware, software, and services. Please see the email edition of the newsletter for the complete article. I'm going to outline some of the resources in this podcast. CERT still has hardware available for checkout, including Dell and Apple laptops, webcams, camcorders, microphone headsets, and wireless microphones. We also have more equipment on the way that may be available by the time you hear this podcast, including more laptops, iPads with Apple Pencils for recording or zooming your writing or drawings, adapters, and the combo webcam microphone towers. Several faculty have contacted CERT to ask about ways to create narrated presentations, so I wanted to highlight some of the tools that you can use for that. We recommend using Canvas Studio, but you can also use the built-in narration features of PowerPoint. The Windows Video Editor allows you to import MP4 video files, like Zoom recordings, and edit them to trim the beginning and end, add text and titles, and cut sections out of the middle of them. iMovie is excellent. It has all the tools you need to produce a video, including green screening, auto correction, color correction, and transitions. If you need something a little more robust for a Windows computer, or you prefer the Adobe interface, you can request an Adobe Creative account from ITS to access Adobe Premiere Pro and Adobe Premiere Rush. Adobe Premiere Pro is a professional level video editing tool that I don't recommend to beginners or people that don't do a lot of video editing. Adobe Premiere Rush, on the other hand, is designed for everyday people that just want to edit a video once in a while. It's very comparable to iMovie, and you can do all of the same things in Premiere Rush that you can in iMovie. The big advantage is you can use it on any computer, not just a Mac computer. Finally, I'd like to mention the services available in CERT. We are still open, and you can currently book the video studio on Tuesdays and Fridays. The video studio includes the services of you coming in and us filming you and producing the video. We also have added a light board that allows you to write equations on a glass board while being recorded through the board. So it allows you to look at the camera as you're writing equations. There's a link to a demo video in the email edition of the newsletter. The Whisper Booth is also still available. It's where I'm recording this audio currently. You can use it to create podcasts, or if you want a quiet place with good audio quality to record narrated presentations or record screen demonstrations. Finally, we're happy to help you with any of the tools I've listed today, and in general, contact us at certlab@unf.edu. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.